So on the first thing, on this journey, you are with God, but you should also be with your family. You need to get a buy-in from your family so that they can help you along the journey. In this case, we see Zipporah being the one who comes to the husband's aid. But I think children, as they grow, similarly need to be people who believe in the father's mission. After all, the truth of the matter is they are going to have a lot of challenge as their father is involved in the mission God has given him. It will affect the children, sometimes positively, excitedly, sometimes not. Like I know my children, when they are young, enjoyed going from university to university as we preached, and they see these people who are excited about the children, and it's exciting. That part of the journey is exciting. But when they grow old enough to go to Sunday school, and we agreed, now we will not be going together. If my wife is the one going to preach, I'll be the one taking them to Sunday school. They have to miss one of us. That's not a part they are going to enjoy. Your children are part of your missionary journey, part of your leadership process. So they need to also understand so that they can support you. When you are away, they can understand you have not abandoned them. You don't hate them. You are just being obedient to God. I think you need to carry not just your wife, but your children. They need to understand what you are doing and why you are doing it and where God comes into it. It will benefit in several ways, one of which is that you prepare them also to learn to obey God and to, in their later life, to understand that it pays to trust in God and to do the things God has asked you to do.